And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of August 7th. Sad news to start off the newscast this week with the word that Pat Hervey, a pop vocalist from Toronto, died near Vancouver on the 31st of July. She had four top 40 hits in her career and was even signed at one point to RCA Victor and produced by Chet Atkins. And Treasure Island Oldies will continue with the tribute to Pat Hervey later on in the show. Paul Anka made his TV debut in American Bandstand this week in 1957. Christine McVie joined Fleetwood Mac in 1970. The movie Beach Party with Frankie Avalon and Annette Funicello opened nationally in 1963. It was 1969 this week, and the cover photo for the Beatles album Abbey Road was shot with the four of them standing and striding across Abbey Road in London. England's Decca Records destroyed 25,000 copies of Ray Peterson's single Tell Laura I Love Her because they thought it was in bad taste. And that took place in 1960. In 1962, Robert Zimmerman legally changed his name to Bob Dylan. The British music show Ready, Steady, Go debuted with co-host Dusty Springfield and a performance by Pat Boone this week in 1963. Paul and Linda McCartney were arrested in Gothenburg, Sweden this week in 1972 for possession of marijuana. Although no formal charges were filed, they did pay a $1,200 fine. Elvis Presley filed for divorce from Priscilla this week in 1972, and it only became final 14 months later. In 1968 this week, the Beatles formed Apple Records. And John Lennon apologized at a Chicago press conference in 1966 for his earlier remark that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus. Speaking of the Beatles, their movie Help opened in New York this week in 1965, nearly 2 weeks after its premiere in London, England. Frankie Lyman officially split from the Teenagers this week in 1957. Pete Best auditioned for and became a Beatle, actually a Silver Beatle, this week in 1960. And the Fab Four began their final U.S. tour, beginning in Chicago's International Amphitheater this week in 1966. In 65, Jefferson Airplane performed their first concert. They opened at the Matrix Club in San Francisco. The very first Fleetwood Mac concert took place at the National Jazz and Blues Festival in London in 1967. Janis Joplin performed her final concert this week in 1970. It happened at Harvard University. King Curtis was stabbed to death in front of his New York City apartment this week in 1971. Curtis Mayfield was paralyzed from the neck down in an onstage accident in Brooklyn, New York, this week in 1990. In 1977, Bachman-Turner Overdrive broke up. The Fifth Dimension received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1991. Cheech and Chong Day was declared in San Antonio, Texas in 1972. Todd Rundgren was held on stage, hostage, while his Woodstock, New York home was robbed this week in 1980. In 2007, Fats Domino was honored by the Recording Industry Association of America as an American music legend. Bobby Darin signed a 6-picture deal with Paramount Studios worth $1 million this week in 1959. And the Osmonds received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2003. In the studio, the four lads recorded Istanbul, Not Constantinople, in 53. The Supremes recorded Baby Love this week in 1964. Brenda Lee recorded Sweet Nothings in 59. The Guess Who cut American Woman this week in 1969. Willie May, Big Mama Thornton, recorded the original version of Hound Dog this week in 1952. Roy Orbison recorded Blue Angel in 1960. Johnny Horton cut North to Alaska at his last recording session this week in 1960. And in 1958, the Crests recorded 16 Candles. Birthdays, B.J. Thomas is 75, Ron Holden born in 1939, Stan Freeberg born 1926, Herb Reed from the Platters born in 31, Felice Bryant, who wrote many of the songs with her husband Boodaloo Bryant for the Everly Brothers and others, born this week in 1925. Joe Tex born in 33, Connie Stevens turned 79, Keith Carradine is 68, Barbara Mason is 70. Bobby Hatfield from the Righteous Brothers, born in 1940. Ronnie Bennett Spector from the Ronettes is 74. Jimmy Dean, born in 1928. Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull is 70 this week. Eddie Fisher, who had such many hits as Dungaree Doll and My Heart Cries for You and Oh My Papa, he was born this week in 1928. Eric Carmen from the Raspberry is 68. Kenny Gamble is 73. Mike Douglas, born in 1925. Joe Jones in 26. Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits is 66. Buck Owens, born in 1929. Rod Bernard is 76. Danny Bonaducci from the Partridge Family, 57. Dan Freeberg, born in 1951. Jimmy McCracklin is 95 and our senior citizen this week. Joe Jackson, 62. And Dave Baby Cortez is 72. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of August 7th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.